On this Wednesday of the 17th week, as we move through this time, you see how, especially those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, how the readings, the liturgical life, are in keeping with the weather. And we go through this period here when, you know, it's a long, especially those of us around here, a long, hot summer. Well, that's like life. And so every day we're given an insight about this time, a time of, as we try to obey God day by day and let the Holy Spirit prepare us for eternal life by an honest love of God and of each other. We have these texts, and today we have first this text from Jeremiah 15. It's one of what is called the Confessions of Jeremiah. And it's a revelation. These are rare. We have these sort of autobiographical things here and there in the prophets. Think of Amos, seeing that plague of locusts coming, seeing the fire coming, and says, O Lord, relent. How can Jacob stand? He is so small. And God says, this shall not be, because you interceded. So then he sees the fire coming, and he says the same thing again. O Lord, how can Jacob stand? He is so small. And God says, even this, it shall not be. So that's the weight, the normal effect of sin being stopped by God. You see, when we sin, we set loose evil. And we can't stop it. So when we repent, you see, we're not just trying to get out of trouble, which is not a bad idea. We are trying to stop the evil that we have set loose in this world. You understand the mountain of evil through abortion, to say nothing of, you know, economic exploitation and war and set loose. And without repentance, you see, repentance therefore shares in the power of the act of love in which Christ died. So here we have, Jeremiah is the most explicit, most ample in these sharings. Huh? Woe to me, my mother, that you gave me birth. A man of strife and contention to all the land. I have to go out and tell everybody. They have to change their life. They're not pleasing to God. And if they don't, there's going to be very grave consequences. And I've got to go out and do this. This is why, except for Isaiah, nobody said they wanted the job when God told them to be a prophet. Nobody, except Isaiah. Moses, Jeremiah, nobody. I don't want it. Look, I'm just a boy. Go get somebody else, some eloquent, bright, you know. And I'm from Anatot, a little hick town north of Jerusalem. I mean, I'm from a priestly family, okay, but I mean, God said, don't say you're a boy. You go to the people I send you to. See, a man of strife and contention to all the land. People don't like to be told that they're in sin. You may have noticed that. I neither borrow nor lend. I'm not involved in any of this. Yet everybody curses me. Now this is this mystic speaking, you see? And it's an insight into the heart of our Lord. Imagine the loneliness. Just think of preaching, you see? When I found your words, I devoured them. They became my joy and the happiness of my heart. You see the oscillation? You see, I hate this job, but I wouldn't trade it for any other because I love you. That's the treasure. that Jesus talks about in the gospel. See, that's the pearl. Intimacy with God. Well, if you're going to be intimate with God, you got to think like God thinks. You have to feel like God feels. And that's because I bore your name, O Lord God of hosts. I did not sit celebrating in the circle of the merrymakers. Under the weight of your hand, I sat alone because you filled me with indignation. I don't mean I'm mad at everybody. I mean, I see the weight. Oh, my God. Did you ever stop and think of the lockers full of embryos in this world? Millions of potential human beings there to be experimented on like rats. Now, filled with indignation. Why is my pain continuous, my wound incurable, refusing to be healed? Because I am so inextricably bound with your people, I can't get out of it. You see, a prophet isn't somebody who stands over here and prays for those people over there. That would be easy, but it would also be very dangerous. And that could make you such an egomaniac, the Lord would hold his nose every time you came near him. No, I am the people. You have become for me a treacherous brook whose waters do not abide. That's pouring out your heart, right? Now you'd expect the Lord to say, oh, you poor boy. And he says, if you repent so that I restore you, in my presence you shall stand. All right, you got it off your chest. I understand that. I receive it. That's okay. But now, repent. Shuv, come back. I've given you this precious gift of feeling what I feel, of seeing what I see. It's terrible. It's heavy. It's a weight. It makes you a screwball. But you're like me. You understand? That's the gift. You've become for me a treacherous brook. If you repent so that I restore you, in my presence you shall stand. What a promise. How would you like to walk out of here and just stand in God's presence? Wouldn't that be something? Instead of wondering if I can get my prayer time in, which is not a bad idea, but stand in God's presence. If you bring forth the precious without the vile, that is, if you preach my word with no anger, no vengeance, no ego, you shall be my mouthpiece. Imagine, the mouthpiece of God. This is just like Moses. Then it shall be they who turn to you, and you shall not turn to them. I will make you toward this people a solid wall of brass. Don't you worry about them. One day they'll kill you. But only when I want it. Don't be afraid of them. You're in my hands. Do you see what a mercy it is? And this is the word of God. This is God, through Jeremiah, opening up a whole dimension of relating to him. This is why he is the image of Jesus, Jeremiah, in the Old Testament. For I am with you to deliver you and rescue you, says the Lord. And now you hear his love. Huh? When you read this, I often think of St. Therese. St. Therese used to say once in a while, God, oh God, please take it easy. Please take it easy. I can't take anymore. How do we get that intimate with God? We try to obey him day by day. You say, well, boy, this is a heck of a job. I mean, everybody mad at you, you feel like a jerk, and then God doesn't show up either, and then here you are. But the other side of it, the inside of it, is intimacy with God. And that's the treasure. Remember, we have this, the kingdom of God is like, but the word kingdom there, Vasilia in Greek, Malkut in Hebrew, Malkuta in Aramaic, and so forth, always means the rule of God. It's not like the kingdom of Monaco, a little place where you know. It's the rule of God. And so the rule of God, God's rule over your life, God's rule over the church, is like a precious pearl. Man, you find that, you sell everything. And that's what he's telling us. I will free you from the hand of the wicked and rescue you from the grasp of the violent. Nobody's going to touch you. Don't you worry. When Achaim comes, you know, the tradition is that he wouldn't go down to Egypt with them after the when they brought everybody in and they killed him. Okay. One more contradiction. Jeremiah says to them then, I promise you in the name of God, if you will stay here, even though they've just taken off most of the people to exile, and they're sending in a governor, I promise you that if you will stay here, thus says the Lord, you will be safe. Now they asked him, what shall we do? Go pray, ask the Lord, what shall we do? He said, I'll go and ask, and you won't do it. He said, oh, yes, we will. So they went. He went and asked the Lord. The Lord said, tell them to stay right there. I will protect them. They will prosper. They'll be all right. He went and told them that. They took off for Egypt. And they killed him. Tough job, huh? But on the other side is intimacy. That's the treasure. That's the pearl. The rule of God in the church over your life. You see, that's the treasure. Pray to Jeremiah when you're having a hard time, especially if you're trying to stand for truth and getting yourself in trouble. He understands. In the old church, we used to have, and in the Jerusalem church, and even the Roman Catholic church in Jerusalem, we have all sorts of feasts in honor of St. Jeremiah, St. Isaiah, St. Elijah, St. So it's okay, you can pray to him. I mean, he's okay. He's approved.